Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hey.
Scott, how you feeling after the movie?
The movie we watched yesterday.
Yeah.
So
we got hacked.
We got hacked, man. No, we didn't.
We got hacked and our file somehow got stolen and corrupted.
This is false.
Someone stole the podcast and hacked us. So this is a re-record. I think we need to lay down some ground rules immediately.
Not true. The podcast was just lost due to corrupted files.
Yeah, because we got hacked. It got corrupted because we got hacked.
Hacked because I farted on the computer and it just is ruined everything.
True. We got hacked by those anus hackers.
Those anus hackers.
Goddamn stinky hackers.
Those rectum hackers.
Yeah, their sticky chops are always going into our beautiful pie. Our podcast pie.
So dirty.
I love a podcast pie.
Wow.
You say pee a lot. Sometimes it makes a pop sound like this. That's the hackers talking.
Yeah, that's right.
You were about to say an anecdote and I would love to hear it.
Oh, fucking don't even know what I was going to say.
Can we lay down
some ground rules?
Some GLs right now.
Yeah, we can.
Ground rules, some GRs more like it. Not ground laws, ground rules. Okay. Rules are made to be broken.
Am I right?
But laws are government funded. But if the government wants to fund us, please. We watched the movie yesterday. We recorded the podcast yesterday, nice and fresh.
And it was actually really good.
Probably our best podcast we've ever done.
It was probably the most intellectual / critical podcast we've ever done.
That's been lost forever.
And you will never be able to hear it. Ever.
Neither will we, because
I deleted the files as well. Upon finding the corrupted files, I went, no.
Because we got hacked.
This is not what I'm going to be keeping.
So, yeah. Fair warning. Number one, probably won't be as long because we won't have as much steam. Second time round, the course isn't always as fun.
Yeah.
It's a bit familiar.
It's like the platform. We're not like on platform one, we're on platform 33 and we're eating people's leftovers.
Yeah.
You know, go back and listen to that podcast.
People have just stepped in the cake and now we're just eating crumbs and shit.
This is right.
It doesn't feel like 33, it feels like we're on level 292 or something.
That's a fair call, yeah.
Yeah. Just having to eat other people and feces and a little crumb.
Sometimes that's a bit of fun, though.
A little gherkin or something.
Oh, I do like a gherkin.
So it won't be as
delicious.
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
What movie did we watch? I'll tell you. Oh, shit. Do I still have the synopsis?
Oh, yeah. I deleted all the trivia as well.
Maybe we can make up some trivia.
No, I just recovered it then.
Yeah, no, you know what's a good trivia point?
Oh, we know about the movie as well because we had a major discovery last time.
Did we?
Yeah, about the birth control pills. We found out about birth, but now we're going to sound smart.
We are going to sound really intelligent.
Hey, Scott, what's this movie Windfall about?
Oh, well, I'll just bloody tell you. It's about a man that breaks into a tech billionaire's empty vacation home, but things go sideways when the arrogant mogul and his wife arrive for a last-minute getaway. It's a holiday house.
In Los Tuscany. Angeles? I don't know where the Antarctica? Fuck it is. Yeah, Antarctica. This was set in Antarctica.
South Africa.
This movie's got Jesse Plemons. We got some Jason Segel. We got Todd. We got Marshall. We've got Phil Collins' daughter,
yes,
Lily Collins.
And is this her debut movie or has she been in other movies? I haven't checked her IMDb.
Wanker.
I'm sorry.
She's been around since like 2014, 13, 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize.
At least a decade, mate.
Can she drum? This is the real question.
What do you think of the house?
Yes, as I said yesterday, I fucking love the house, mate. I loved the house. The architecture was supreme, like the pizza.
Now, there was lots of rooms. There was a kitchen, there was living room, hallways, a couple of this, a bit of that.
Pretty standard.
Out of the house, what was your favourite bit?
Favourite outside of the house area?
No, favourite bit of the house. Ooh. And I'm including yard area as
yard.
Well.
Yard.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the back area. the back sitting area
where they watch the movie.
Or where they slept
and had the fire.
No, not that bit. Just outside where Omar slipped and sliced his throat on that piece of glass. That section outdoors.
I'm trying to remember, it was that long ago.
The sitting area.
Darn hackers,
you ruined our memories.
Our podcast.
Oh, God, good Lord. Julian Assange, you've done
that
it again.
That back area was your favourite.
It was. Because of the intro with the title and the first credits, the opening credits.
What an magnificent intro.
Magnificent. Magnetic.
Good font. I love a good font.
Good music.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The theme. I just have to get this out again.
Okay. Do
it. The theme.
Yeah.
Fuck. So good. 10 out of 10 for the music in this movie because it was absolutely fucking fantastic.
I think the old-timeness.
Yeah.
I think I said yesterday. So the old jokes are coming back
to me.
We're walking the same roads. Last time, before the hackers stole the file,
I said, God damn it, Julian.
I said, damn, this movie had no Doja Cat, so 9 out of 10 for the music.
And then we started bagging out the Elvis movie.
Oh, that's right. Should we do a bit of that? Elvis Stinky Poo.
Stinky Poo.
Why Elvis. Is there rap in Elvis? We'll get to that.
When we review it. Oh, and we also talked about how we have set ourselves up to record 20,000 podcasts.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I did something today.
Mm.
Because you said that, I wanted to test the maths on that.
Okay.
And I went and calculated the 52 weeks. I'm pretty sure...
Because we're doing a weekly podcast.
Weekly podcast. I'm pretty sure in 50 years, that brings us to about 2,600 podcasts. So a little under the mark there.
Yeah, but if we do... once again, said this last podcast
two
before
a
the
day.
Hackers stole... Two a day.
Yeah.
We should... Oh, yeah, two a day. That will bump us right up, won't it?
Why don't we get the math?
That's like
that
600
right
a year. Over 600 a year.
Fuck, that's horrible. Can you imagine how much we have to do? Like, it just our lives would just be podcasts.
The thing is as well, it's not like with the podcast, we just sit down and record a podcast. We have to watch an entire movie first.
That's the thing. It takes up a lot of time. Although, we will be really enriched with cinema. Our brains will sponge all this information.
Or, because there's so much, we'll just forget everything.
Everything. Just everything. This is why a weekly basis is sexy.
I want to say there were two sides in this movie. There was Jason and there was Jesse. Todd and Marshall, whose side were you on?
Dude, I was on Marshall's side.
Marshall's side?
Marshall's side.
Why were you
Marshall
on...
Matters.
Why were you on the poor boy's side instead of the rich lad?
I was on his side because the character that Jesse Plemons was playing proved himself to be a penis.
Mm.
He proved himself to be a slimy cock boy.
I didn't find him that slimy till the end.
Not till the end, but that was probably a good thing about this movie is that it progressively showed us little bits of his dickiness. You know, he was just like a stereotypical billionaire sort of rich guy at the start.
True.
Not too hateable.
No.
By the end, you're like, ah, yeah, he kind of deserved to get fucking shot.
He's turned into Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
He went Bezos. He went full Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So I was team Marshall. How about you? What about you? Are you team Marshall as well? Or are you gonna
No, I was team Marshall for most of it. Yeah. Mm. I related to some points of team Jesse. Like, shit. What did he say? Todd. He said something crazy. Yeah, Todd.
Jesse Todd. Todd from Breaking Bad. For people who haven't seen,
and his name's Jesse
Plemons.
Yeah,
the actor.
Dude, that's funny. I never thought of that. what did he say? Something fucking crazy. He said it'd be hard to be a white businessman these days. I didn't relate to that because I'm not white or a businessman. But I guess that's like. Not to do with race, but I guess as a billionaire, you have a target on your back all the time.
Yeah.
Which would be hard.
All billionaires have a target on their backs.
But then it's regardless. Also, like, come on, mate. Like, you got that much money, you'll be right.
Yeah, like, you'll be right. All right, so it's because we've thrown a lot of names out there, and this was a big theme that we talked about, was the lack of names in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a very interesting point.
Yeah, they didn't know. I don't think they had names, did they?
No. As we said, it was wife, played by Lily Collins, CEO, which was Jesse Plemons, nobody, which was Jason Segel.
Yeah.
Which is very on the nose. That's a very on the nose title for a character. Nobody. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess, yeah, because then he called himself, and he said, Jesse said, "You're nobody," when he was getting angry at him with the gun scene where he made Jason stick the gun to his head after Omar just, like, got his neck sliced.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to.
Yeah. And Omar. Omar Laver, the gardener.
Yeah. What was his actor name?
Omar.
Jim. His actor name was Omar.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was... Oh, yeah.
That's Omar.
His actor name's Omar. He is a gardener.
Yes.
I thought
that his name was Omar. Because I was just throwing this out there, presuming that you knew that information.
I thought that his actor name was Gardner. And his actual name was Omar.
The Garden. Great band from Orange County in America.
Yes.
We've already talked about this on another podcast.
Have we?
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Like two podcasts ago, we talked about The Garden.
Quick, let's do it right now.
The Garden are so good. They're like a fucking awesome punk band.
We've featured one of their CDs in one of our social media videos.
A Mirror Might Steal Your Charm. That album. Awesome album.
Actually, no, I think we had this exact conversation. Yeah,
yeah.
At least 2 weeks ago. You know, hey, stay tuned for 2 weeks' time and we do it all again.
All again.
I think the biggest problem with this movie was a lot of the time you're like, okay, this is a cool concept. It feels a little different.
Yes.
I'm feeling a little fresh.
Yes.
Then they'd put points in where you'd go, oh, this could lead to something. And then it never did.
Yeah.
It was just sort of, hey, we're all chatting. We're all doing our thing. The biggest example I have of this is when... Jesse and Lily are talking. Todd. Jesse, yeah. Plemons is talking to Lily Collins and near the fire. And then he goes, you know, you have to get to him. Flirt if you must. Like,
even
like, fuck this guy. He doesn't say that, but he says that.
He's implying.
Sleep with him or whatever. And I was like, oh, is she actually going to do it? Is she going to cross
that
line?
That would have been a very interesting point.
Or is she going to attempt to do it and then realize she can't, even though she doesn't like Jesse, she still can't do it with her moral compass.
Yes.
Never anything to do with flirting came up in that campfire talk. It was just like, oh yeah, no, I used to have student debts and then this guy came in and
it was
controlled my life.
Mm.
She was the most interesting character, yes, but that was just a boring thing. Why plant the seed and not let it grow?
And it was weird too, and very unfocused, because... she wasn't established as the main character from the beginning. And then she suddenly becomes the main character from that scene.
Yeah.
She does. Like, I will say she becomes the main character from that scene. Even, like, you lose momentum with Jason Segel's character. It's suddenly the idea and the plot is shifted away from him.
Yeah, that
was
weird.
It's not a bad thing if you set up her from the beginning.
Which there wasn't.
Which
her
there wasn't.
Her character completely shifted, which is fine. I think her progression was cool, but... I didn't like the focus, the limelight
going
from...
The switch of focus.
Yeah, it was very sudden. And you're right, the campfire bit was the point where it all changed.
That was a pivotal point.
It was a very pivotal point.
Yes.
Do you have any other points where you thought they planted a seed and then it just was like, went nowhere?
I think the surveillance camera thing, I would have liked to have seen more of that.
Could have done something with it.
Yeah.
Once again,
when we saw
one scene swept under the rug after that.
Yeah, because we didn't get a mention of... I mean, like, his face was already caught, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I thought that was a bit weird that there was just that one camera in the tree and there was no cameras everywhere else.
Yeah.
There was obviously cameras.
It had to be. Do you think this tree cam was theirs?
Yeah.
Had to be, you reckon?
Had to be. It's on the side of their property and he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's his.
I wonder where the other cameras were.
Such a strange place. Oh, on the last podcast we talked about how was the camera powered? Through tree energy.
Oh, yeah. Where's the outlet?
Photosynthesis.
They must be like an underground sort of box. And then it's like goes through somewhere. But where's the wire going? Do they drill an entire hole through the tree? Just
hey, what's the name of this element? Wire.
Wire.
That's a Breaking Bad reference.
Wire.
No, it's copper.
What do you think of the acting?
Jesse. Yeah, pretty good overall. Except for, what was that one Lily Collins scene that you were not too keen on?
When she was laughing in the movie.
Yes.
When they're watching that movie that I won't name yet, because we'll wait for trivia.
Yeah. I already knew the name of that movie when we saw it.
Fuck off.
It didn't surprise me.
It's, no, that's because we got hacked. The hackers, they planted messages in your head. You actually didn't know the movie though, you're fucking with me.
No, I did know.
And when am I talking the movie though?
Maybe they're hacking us right now.
No, you're just stupid. You don't understand what you're doing.
What did you just say to me?
I thought it was good most of the time.
Okay, I have a question to pose to you. If a burglar, a robber was inside your house and you're a billionaire and you had to sit with him through a movie, what movie would you watch?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't think the question was going there, did you?
Probably a Serbian film.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Something to ease the tone.
Holy shit.
Something nice. Or something from like Eli Roth. Like,
oh my God.
Green Inferno.
Fuck. You don't think that would aggravate him?
I think that'd make everyone feel nice and calm.
Yeah.
Maybe a little aroused.
You know, watching...
I shouldn't say that, actually. No,
that's fucked.
Maybe take that back. I'm talking about Green Inferno, not the
Serbian film.
Dug myself into a corner. We'll keep that in.
We haven't seen...
And I hope the listeners can understand that, number one, a joke. Number two, an accident. Number three, I don't condone.
Look, one day we will watch that movie, unfortunately.
Do we have to watch that for the podcast?
I don't want to. I really...
How do you put a score on that?
How do you put a score on the Serbian film?
We can watch Green Inferno.
Oh, easily. Easily.
I don't know about...
That's tame.
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to put that to the listeners.
Yeah, we'll put a vote to it.
Serbian film. And if we do, that's got to be like episode 20,000. That's our last one we ever do.
That's the one that cancels us in the end.
Yeah, that would cancel us.
For sure.
I don't know.
All right, let's talk about the three things that I pointed towards the explosive, hashtag not explosive ending.
Okay, so three things. We had Lily Collins, Jesse Plemons, and Marshall.
Yes. And no, but they weren't the three things. Like the three objects, the birth control pills that we see that led to the plot point of discovering... That information from Jesse Plemons, he discovered that.
The from Hurt.
No, he didn't discover that. Jason Segel discovered that and told Jesse Plemons. Lily Collins goes, whoa! And fucking...
Oh, shit.
Kills him with the sculpture that was shot at the start.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that.
That white, goobly squid sculpture.
I thought it was more of a coral.
It
looked like a sad, bleached coral.
Coral!
Yeah.
Coral!
It looked like a sad bleached coral from the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, man, that's tragic, isn't it? That's fucking...
Next!
And finally, the gun that ended it all. Three objects that were shown at the beginning and that played three major roles.
And would you say, because you love controversy, that the three actors were objects? Because I would say that is terrible.
Damn. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
They're all mannequins.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, bro. Yeah.
What's your point?
My point is that is one aspect of the movie that I liked.
I did like that she smacked him with the coral. Would have liked to seen the death, though.
Yes. We did state this, that a little bit more gore.
No one's heard it, though, except for the hackers.
Fuck, I know. You know, I'm just going to stop saying that.
Yeah.
Why have you... You're playing with a whiteout. What are you doing?
Sorry. Keep going.
Concentrate.
Keep going.
I'm going to go over there and...
I'm struggling. I'm struggling because we've done this all before.
We've already done
it. We had a really good podcast and we've lost it all.
Oh, it was so good. we were on our game.
Yeah. Now this set us back at least 20 weeks, I reckon.
Yeah, this is like a 12 o'clock program on ABC or something now.
Oh, it's terrible.
Fuck.
I apologize, listener.
You know what? I really liked when Jason was wandering around the property.
Mm. At the start?
At the beginning, yeah.
Which was dumb, though, right? Because...
It was dumb, yeah.
No, it was dumb that he wiped all the door handles. And
pissed
then...
in the shower.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry to steal your thunder.
But... I said this... fucking hackers. I said this yesterday, okay? And now you're stealing my thing. Sometimes I'm coming in here natural, and I thought you just act... You just play along with me. Yeah. You do drama. You know how to act. I thought it was dumb that he wiped all his fingerprints off and then left his DNA. Left his piss in there.
Yeah, because they'll drug test you, mate. You'll get done for marijuanas.
You smell piss in the shower.
Yeah.
What's marijuana? There's no marijuana.
The coppers will get him, and he was probably high.
Yeah. So, like, going to the ending, though, were you happy with it?
Mm-mm.
No. No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, why?
I wasn't glad.
Like, I've heard this before. Back now.
No, I thought it was such an unexpected, weird turn that she would suddenly kill Jesse Plemons. Lily Collins would. That was crazy. That was fucking insane. Obviously, you know, she changed, like she said to Marshall Matters.
Yeah.
You know, she said, if you take the step and you kill Jesse Plemons, you'll never be the same again.
And then...
You know, it will change you forever.
But she shouldn't have killed him, I don't think.
That was wild.
Or, what did I say yet? We said something awesome yesterday. It was fucking epic. Oh, fucking hackers.
God.
But I remember that she killed Jason. And she killed Jesse.
Good one. You figured that out.
But I wish that Jason / Marshall killed Todd / Jesse. I wish Jason Segel killed Jesse Plemons.
Yes.
Because he had the hatred the whole time. Then Lily Collins could have done some fuck thing and be like, oh my God, you killed my husband and I don't like him. And then she would have just killed him anyway for some weird reason. I don't know. You could still get her to kill Jason.
Yeah.
But I wish.
Okay, yes, that's true. It was like, it was weirdly anticlimactic.
Mm.
And that was for most of the film, it was very flat most of the time. You know, we didn't have many interesting scenes. It was very boring in the middle section, especially at the campfire.
Yeah.
Or when they were watching the movie. It's like, come on, move the plot along. It's like this massive build-up that doesn't go to the place you want it to get to.
Yeah.
It's just foreplay the whole time. It doesn't fucking
sex. It is a lot
sex.
Of dick teasing. I also thought, wouldn't it have been cool for, you know, if you did kill Jason Segel, did kill Jesse Plemons,
yeah.
That it's like Jason was the one who freed her of him and not she didn't free herself. She never had the courage to leave him properly.
Mm.
She was always just his slave until some other bloke just killed him. That would have been a cool plot point.
It would have been an interesting plot point, actually.
Yeah. But it didn't happen.
Although, like, that also kind of takes away from her character of taking the step. Because remember she told the story about how she didn't take the step to not marry this man. When she was talking about marrying Jesse Plemons to Jason Segel.
Yeah.
She said, I could have taken the step backwards. And I would have known. I wouldn't have known how my life would have turned out, but it would have been in my control. That plot point wouldn't have been as strong if Jason kind of saved her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's. I think that would take it away from it. But I understand it would be good for the characters to make sense. It would give her the courage then to make a decision for herself, though.
I just wanted to see Jason Two kill sides of the Jesse. Coin. I just wanted to see Jason kill Jesse.
I agree with that point specifically, yes.
I like seeing them all just dick around, though. Even though nothing was happening, it was also cool to see them just sitting down watching movies, eating cereal with no milk.
It was a weird, playful tone, wasn't it?
But then it was also like, what the fuck's happening? Are we going to get to anything or... anything going to happen?
And that was another thing, too. It was inconsistency with tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, very very abnormal and very casual at the start. which was fine for the like the first 20 minutes, I would say. And then it needs to change from there. We need to see little inklings of what's to come.
Yeah, an unraveling story, not just a story that just unravels at the end.
Exactly.
The Mr. Miyagi fence was pretty funny, though. He said he wanted a Mr. Miyagi fence, Jesse, when they were at that cool rock garden. And he said, I want a Mr. Miyagi fence. The oranges.
The oranges.
Well, that was pretty goofy.
That was goofy. That was funny, though.
That was a good...
I was entertained.
Yeah. A dumb, goofy bit was the gardener dying. I thought that was silly.
Yeah.
I mean, not him dying specifically.
The point you made on the last podcast was that why doesn't a billionaire have double pane glass in their house?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, two pane glass.
Two pane glass, yeah.
I don't know. That just seems like
silly.
Unrealistic to me that you could run at that slow rate and smash your head through that glass.
I mean, Ted in Breaking Bad did a similar thing. Although he was running full pelt, slipped on a rug and snapped his neck.
And he survived.
Spoiler alert. Hey, we spoil things all the time, so...
He survived, so...
He survived.
I say. Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm about burnt out.
Let me have a look through this list.
I don't have much to say because...
God damn it.
Those fucking hackers
ruined
it. Apologize, listeners. Probably not our best quality podcast.
No, it's absolutely beautiful. Ben, what are you talking about? It's fantastic.
But that's all right. It's all right. Being a little bitty. Big old town in a big old city. Not a good road. Not a tough bow. Big old town in a big old city. You got any points? I'm fed up.
The shots were beautiful, man.
Yeah, they were good shots.
And specifically, the close-up shots with the fading between the birds and their faces.
That was nice.
We did point out that was a tense scene that needed to happen through the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
My favorite shot was the sauna shot inside the sauna when they were talking.
Yeah, true. That was good.
That was a nice shot. And then they walked in. I liked that. Do you find the audio peaked at points as well? Weird. Like when they were in the sauna, it was very crackly.
Yeah, it did. It did actually.
When they yelled, they didn't yell much, but when they yelled, it seemed a little fuzz.
You know what? I actually kind of liked that because coupled with the music, it gives it a bit of a vintage feel.
Okay. And it was going for that 60s feel.
It was.
So they succeeded.
Yeah, I think that either was an unintentional mistake that kind of works to its favor, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't save it from the plot being basic as fuck.
No, the plot was pretty boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like this bloody podcast. Trivia time.
I wish that was on camera.
The film's leading lady, Lily Collins, is married to the film's director, Charlie McDowell.
Oh, like, I didn't even know that information at all.
Fuck off, you did. At the end of the movie, nobody reveals to the CEO, well, nobody being Jason, CEO being Jesse Plemons, that he saw the birth control pills in the wife's purse, implying that she isn't trying to get pregnant. At the beginning of the movie, she has the birth control pills. That's not even that's trivia. We went over this last time. That's just pointing out.
And we went over. We had to Google. What was it Femhurt or something?
Femhurt. Yeah.
Femhurt.
Yeah. It's like what they are, because I thought they were to help you with getting pregnant, but they weren't. They were birth control, not birth uncontrol. The movie they watched together is called Three Amigos from 1986, which of course means three friends. That straight away. Scott didn't, and that was cool.
Bullshit.
I came up with the trivia, and I said, hello, look at this.
Yeah.
Scott then touched himself.
As I always do.
Letterboxd time.
Yes!
Pink Slimer says, when life gives you plemons, make plemonade. 3.5 stars. See, it's not as genuine because you've heard these before.
No, I still
fucking
love that.
This is the only time that you've heard the Letterboxd reviews before. Twice. And you already know my score. I haven't changed it, by the way.
I can't remember your score at all.
It's still a 6. Elvis the Alien says, dude was trying to rob a billionaire but didn't know how to open a purse.
Yeah.
2.5 stars.
What an idiot.
And then
what a silly boy.
You said, Elvis, you're dumb because... what did you say? What? Fucking hackers? You blame the reviewer for something. yesterday.
Yeah, what a dumb cunt.
Elvis the Alien, who's a YouTuber, I like his videos. Go check him out. Trust, he's really underground. He only has like 5 million subscribers.
I can't remember what I said.
You said, it adds to his character that he's clumsy and shit, or something like that. I was like, fuck, this guy with his bullshit. Extra D says, haven't watched it, but it sounds like shit. Half a star.
Yeah, that was I remember that being dumb and not liking that.
And you said you should always watch a movie and give it a chance. Give it a chance. Just like women and men.
Take a chance on me.
That's what you usually say to either man or woman when you're hitting on them. You say, hey, take a chance on me. Shall we do score? Gave it 6 out of 10 nugs.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Oh, my God.
I wasn't lying before.
So it is more on the positive side still.
For me, yeah.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to give this this movie also... Oh, no, fuck it. I'm giving it a 5.5 out of 10 nugs.
Wow, he's moved it up. Yesterday it was a 5.
It was actually a 6 yesterday.
No, it was a 5.
Was it?
Yeah, you gave it a 5 yesterday.
I did too.
Yeah. What do you want to do now, bitch?
Well, it's, you know what? We've only done one other live change on the podcast. No, we haven't. We've done a few, I think.
Nah, we've never done it. Yeah, go.
Wire. I want 5 out of 10.
Wire.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.